Let's talk NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Good morning, Kim.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate, on this wet Friday.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll clear Saturday afternoon for footy. We'll get to those games in a sec. But first, let's talk about Smithton and the possibility of them re-entering the NWFL. What's the latest on that?
Well, look, the likelihood, Darren, of a team from the Circular Head returning to the NWFL has gained momentum, certainly earlier in the week, with the Circular Head Football Association agreeing to the proposal with some provisos. Now, this would involve the Circular Head Football Association having a presence on the committee of the new club that would once again be known as the Smithton Saints. There would also be an interchange system, whereas if the new NWFL club required a Circular Head Football Association player, one of the Saints players would drop back to play in the local competition. Now, the new club still has work to do in recruiting and forming a committee, but at this stage, a return to the fold from next season is looking more than likely, Darren. Former Smithton Saints 1983 Premiership player Keith Billing has been touted as the likely president, with a search underway for both a senior and under-18s coach. So, excellent news for both the NWFL and, of course, the Circular Head region.
Indeed. So, you mentioned seniors and under-18s. What about a reserves team?
No, I think they won't have a reserves team at least in the first year or two.
Right.
Until they can get re-established, Darren.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, that's good news. Very good. All right, so let's get on to this weekend's game. Well, firstly, the women, they have the bye this weekend, yeah?
Yes, the women have a bye this weekend.
Right, ladies can sleep in tomorrow. And only two games in the men's, so seniors on at 2:20 tomorrow, and looks like the weather should be fine by then. So we've got Devonport, competition leaders, hosting Ulverston tomorrow.
Yeah, look, and ladder leaders Devonport will be all out for redemption as they host the fifth-place Ulverston at home. Although Devonport have listed just one change to their squad from last week, Darren, in demoting Toby Ennis for the incoming Jaden Wicks, Magpie coach Kurt Byard intimated that the two Devils players in Lockie Cowan and Bain and Lowe may also be considered given their availability this week. Ulverston, who accounted for Latrobe last Saturday by 33 points, have made three changes to their lineup and were unable to consider unavailable pair Clay Griffiths and James Deegan or Jack Dilger through injury. Into the Robins side come Liam Flanagan, Jet McGurk and Ben West. Devonport will be reliant on key forwards Caleb Van Buren, Joey Chaplin and Nick Milbourne, who have kicked 78 goals collectively this season, along with Taylor McCormick, who was prominent against Penguin last week. Likewise, Robins coach Stephen French will be looking for another sustained effort up forward from key tools in Brandon Howard and Luke Dyson, along with Kurt Phillips, Joel Hennessy and Jesse Shepherd. However, the loss of Clay Griffiths, who kicked five goals against Latrobe, and injured midfielder Jack Dilger will be hard to overcome. And I'm selecting Devonport to rebound from their loss to Penguin and win by a comfortable margin there, Darren.
Righto, so Penguin, they're hosting Burnie tomorrow at Dale Park.
Sorry, mate, you were fading out on
Sorry,
me there.
Sorry, so let's go to Penguin and Burnie Dockers at Dale Park tomorrow.
Yep, Penguin have made the one change for their clash with reigning Premiers Burnie. Jonty Lanham has been included and will start on the bench after replacing former coach Chris McDonald, who was unavailable. The Dockers have made four changes to get their season back on track, returning former AFL player Tom Hislop, who has been sidelined since round seven with a knee injury, along with Seth Campbell from the Tasmania Devils. Also returning are key forward Josh Wolfe, ruckman Tyrone Morrison following a week suspension, and debutant Finn McInnes. Out of the Dockers lineup go the injured Josh Murray, Taylor Nash and Tom Munday, while their informed skipper Nick McKenna has been rested. Penguin surprised Devonport last week in accounting for ladder leaders by 22 points at Dale Park. Instrumental to their win were key forward Jack Chambleton, midfielders Liam Viney and Luke Russell, and defensive duo in Julian Brown and Geordie Dowling. On paper, the ins for Burnie will certainly improve their overall structure and team balance, but the loss of key big man Nick McKenna, Tom Munday and Murray may also be detrimental to their chances. Penguin coach Maverick Weller has certainly improved the Two Blues game with their defensive pressure and sharp ball movement. And I believe, Darren, that they will be too slick for the Dockers at home. So Penguin to get home for their 10th win of the season.
Righto, so it's round 14. So we've got the 18s followed by reserves and the seniors at 2:20 tomorrow at Devonport Oval and Dial Park Penguin. Righto, so our Lions tonight up against the Tigers up at the Gold Coast. What do you reckon?
Well, look, Richmond have the opportunity to reignite their finals chances if they can overcome the fourth place Brisbane at Metricon. The Tigers regain Nan Curvis, Parker and Lambert, and who replaced Ross Nation, Dow, while the Lions have also made three changes, promoting Fullerton, Lester and Pryor to replace the injured Hipwood, Archie and Adams. Now, the Tigers will lift tonight for key forward Jack Riebolt's 300th game, Darren, and will be all out to improve on their 12th place on the ladder. Now, this game is vital to Richmond's finals chances, and I'm ever so reluctant in selecting the Tigers to just sneak home, mate.
Mate, you're dropping off. You're dropping off.
No, not dropping off. I just think it's the last chance for the Tigers. If they don't win tonight, I don't think they'll make the finals.
Yeah, no, fair enough too. All right, mate, thanks for that. Enjoy your footy, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks very much, mate. I'll catch you next week, Darren.
All right, Kim Miles talking NWFL.